pass this microphone, please.
Yes. We had to board three planes to finally arrive here. Our last mission field was somewhere in Europe. And to move from that place here, we had to hop on three planes.
Na kufika hapa ilibidi tutumie ndege tatu.
We have not recovered from the trip.
Bado hatujapata utulivu kutosha kutoka kwenye safari hiyo.
But our spirits are on fire.
Lakini roho zetu ziko kwa moto.
I salute, bring great salutations to the chieftains in the body of Christ.
Ninasalimu wote wakuu katika mwili wa Kristo.
Lord, increase your greatness in Jesus' name.
Bwana azidishe ukuu wako kwa jina la Yesu.
And for every minister of the gospel that is present here, I believe that God will add to the concentration of the grace of God upon our lives.
Na kwa kila mtumishi wa injili aliyeko hapa, ninaamini Mungu atatia uzito zaidi katika kila alichokuitia kwenye maisha yako.
In the name of Jesus.
Kwa jina la Yesu.
At some point, we trust that the Holy Spirit will break into this arena. And for that moment, we wait earnestly. Father, tonight we ask, bring your counsel to us in simple, plain language. Just like Jesus will do if he were physically present here. We ask that you would stretch forth your hand. Bring confirmation to your counselor. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please,
Amen.
You may be seated. God bless you. Turn your Bible with me quickly as we try to find our bearing. Did you hear what I said?
Come again, please.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, turn your Bible with me.
Let's
go to the book of Numbers, chapter 11. We'll begin from verse number 24. And I'll be focusing on a topic. Realizing
Kutambua
the prayer of Moses.
Maombi ya Musa.
Actualizing
na kuweza kuyafanya katika
the
matendo.
Prayer of Moses.
Sala ya Musa.
So what we want to do is to investigate to find the prayer of Moses.
Then
we will find out how it can be actualized. Part of the strategies that God is putting in place to enhance His church. At this point in time, is contained in some coded deliveries that is captured in His dealings in the Old Testament. So we're trying to do due diligence to find the mind of God. And you must understand that this moment is a strategic moment in East Africa. God is determined to cause the flames to spark.
Mungu anataka kusababisha kwamba dimi za moto ziweze kuwaka.
anyone that is available will become an instrument in his hands. Numbers chapter 11.
Numbers chapter
11.
Verse 24.
And Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord. And gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people. And set them round about the tabernacle. And the Lord came down in the cloud.
Na Mungu akashuka katika wingu.
And spake unto him.
Na akazungumza naye.
And took up the spirit that was upon him.
Na akachukua sehemu ya roho iliyokuwa juu yake.
And gave it unto the 70 elders.
Na akawapatia wale wazee 40.
And it came to pass.
Na tazama.
That when the spirit rested upon them.
Wakati roho alipokuwa juu ya wale wazee.
They prophesied.
Wakatoa unabii.
And did not cease. But there remained two of the men in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad. And the name of the other
Medad.
And the spirit rested upon them. And there were of them that were written. But went not out unto the tabernacle. And they prophesied in the camp. And there ran a young man and told Moses. And said, Eldad and
Medad
do prophesy in the camp. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of Moses. One of his young men answered and said, my Lord Moses, forbid them. So the next verse, which is the verse 29, contains the prayer of Moses. And Moses said unto him, enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them. Can we read verse 26 together again? 1, 2, go. When Moses was dispatched as a functionary to go to the land of Egypt, the anointing of the deliverer was given unto him. And when I say the anointing of the deliverer, I'm saying that everything that it would take to establish that nation was given unto him as an endowment. They had no military system. They had no social security system. They had no judiciary. They had no hospitals. Moses was an embodiment of everything that that nation needed. In times of war, that we have to look to Moses for strategy. In times of famine, that we need to come to Moses to give direction. Even when there is a water problem, there is a shortage of water, they will run to Moses. Because Moses was an embodiment of all that God had for these people. Are you still with me? Now, the only problem with that arrangement was that Moses was mortal. Moses could wear out.
So Musa angeweza kuchoka.
Moses, his health could fail him.
Musa afya yake ingeweza kumwangusha.
Meanwhile, all of the spiritual resources needed to guide the people out of captivity into the place of rest was deposited on Moses.
Wakati huo huo mahitaji yote ya kiroho ambayo inahitaji kuongoza wana wa Israeli kutoka Misri alikuwa nayo Musa.
In fact, when Moses' father-in-law saw the way he was administering justice among the people he called him.
Mkwe wake na Musa alipoona namna ambayo alikuwa kushughulikia masuala ya sheria alimuita.
He said to him,
akamwambia,
you are going to weary yourself,
unakwenda kuharibu afya yako,
and you will weary the people that God has sent you to.
Na utaharibu watu ambao Mungu amekupatia.
And Moses' father-in-law gave him a prescription of how to lessen the burden that was.
Na mkwe wa Musa alipatia maelekezo namna gani ya kushughulika na watu wale.
The suggestion of his father-in-law,
ushauri wa baba yake wa bonko wake,
was encapsulated in the principle of division of labor.
Ulikuwa umejikita katika kanuni ya mgawanyo wa kazi.
Pass some responsibility to some other individual.
Watu wengine madaraka mbalimbali washughulike nayo.
That we oversee other individuals.
Ili wale wengine washughulikie masuala mbalimbali.
So that an administrative system will be put in place.
Ili kwamba kuwepo na mfumo mzima wa kiutawala.
And in that system, only weighty matters will come to you directly.
Na katika mfumo ule wa kiutawala, mambo yale makubwa tu yatakuja kwako.
From the standpoint of the wisdom of man,
kutokana na mwelekeo wa uelewa wa binadamu,
the counsel that his father-in-law gave was the best counsel that there was.
Na saa ambayo mkwe wake alimpatia ulikuwa ni ushauri bora zaidi.
But that was not God's counsel.
Na huo haukuwa ushauri wa Mungu.
You know, good counsel is different from God counsel.
Unajua ushauri mzuri ni tofauti na ushauri wa Mungu.
Eventually God now revealed how he intended to lighten the burden from off the life of Moses.
So hatimaye Musa Mungu aliamua kuonesha namna gani anakwenda kushughulika na kutua mzigo wa Musa.
What he prescribed was a baptism.
Kile ambacho alikuwa amekielekeza.
Now you stay with me this few days.
Sikiliza katika muda huu ambao tutakuwa pamoja.
Because part of what will take place during this conference is the baptism.
Kwa sababu kimoja ambacho kinatokea katika muda huu ni ubatizo.
Now just in case there is a possibility that you will not understand what I mean by baptism. I will show you other scriptures before we continue.
Labda kwa sababu huwezi kuelewa na maanisha nini ninapoongea juu ya ubatizo, lakini tunapoendelea nitakuonesha.
All right, let me explain what I meant when I say baptism.
Ngoja nieleze kidogo na maanisha nini ninaposema juu ya ubatizo.
Can we do 1 Corinthians chapter 10?
Kitabu cha kwanza cha Korintho sura ya 10.
He say moreover, yeah? 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1. Please. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse number 1.
1 Corinthians chapter 10 sura ya 10 mstari wa kwanza.
Are you there?
Mko hapo?
Moreover, brethren,
kwa maana ndugu zangu,
I would not that ye should be ignorant.
Sipendi mkose kufahamu.
How our fathers were under the cloud.
Ya kuwa baba zetu walikuwa wote
kama wingu. And all passed through the sea.
Na wote walipita kupitia bahari.
And were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
Na wote hao walibatizwa kupitia Musa katika wingu katika bahari.
So the Bible reveals,
kwa hivyo Biblia inafunua,
that there was a baptism that the ancestors of the nation of Israel were subjected to.
Kulikuwa na ubatizo ambapo wazee wale wa Yakudi wakati ule.
The Bible said they were baptized unto Moses.
Biblia inasema kwamba walibatizwa katika Musa.
And there were two scenarios when this baptism took place.
Na kuna masuala mawili pawili ambako ubatizo ulitokea.
They were baptized unto Moses in the cloud.
Walibatizwa kwa Musa ndani ya wingu.
And they were baptized unto Moses in the sea.
Na walibatizwa ndani ya Musa katika bahari.
Are you there?
Tuko pamoja.
Now, so the strategy that God adopted to lighten the burden that was upon Moses was the strategy of baptism.
Kwa hiyo mkakati ambao Mungu alikuwa ameutumia kupunguza mzigo wa Musa ni kupitia mkakati wa ubatizo.
Now, so we'll go back to Numbers chapter 11.
So turudi tena katika kitabu cha Hesabu.
These are the days when God will begin to orchestrate baptisms. Baptisms.
Hizi ni nyakati ambazo Mungu ataanza tena kutembea katika ubatizo.
There is a baptism that will come on the body of Christ to increase our corporate ranking.
kuna ubatizo ambao unatembea kwa watu wa Mungu ili kuongeza.
In order for us to be adequately galvanized to set up altars that can redeem nations.
Ili kuweza kutengenezwa kutengeneza madhabahu ambazo zinaweza kuokoa mataifa.
The quality and potency of our priesthood will be accelerated on the account of the divine energies that will be made available because of baptism.
Katika utumishi wetu katika hayo yote utafahamika zaidi kupitia ubatizo.
There are things unto which we will be baptized.
Kuna mambo ambayo kwayo lazima tubatizwe.
If you are still with me, say amen. Now,
sasa,
this is how God did it.
Ndivyo Mungu alifanya.
God knew that his people were in captivity.
Mungu alijua kwamba watu wake wapo utumwani.
He knew that his people needed an answer to their prayers.
Alijua kwamba watu wake wanahitaji majibu kwa maombi yao.
In fact, the entire national intercession that was taking place,
hakika sala ya taifa zima ambayo ilikuwa ikifanyika,
was cumulated together and transformed into an anointing.
Maombi yote yalikusanywa pamoja yakajibadilishwa na yakawa ni upako.
And that anointing was invested in the life of Moses.
Na huo upako uliwekwa katika mtu anaitwa Musa.
The calling of Moses had nothing to do with Moses.
Wito wa Musa haukuwa na chochote juu ya Musa.
The calling of Moses had everything to do with the covenant that God had with the fathers of Israel.
Wito wa Musa ulihusianisha moja kwa moja na agano ambalo Mungu alikuwa nalo kwa mababa wa Israeli.
He happens to be a God of fidelity.
Inaonekana tu kwamba Musa alitokea kuwa ni
mtu
ambaye Mungu
alimpenda. His people were in captivity and they began to cry to him.
Wakati watu wake wakiwa utumwani wakaanza kumlilia yeye.
His nature of covenant keeping compelled him to make a throne out of the prayers of the people. And he put Moses on that throne.
Kwa vile yeye ni mtunza agano, basi kwa nicha hiyo ilimfanya yeye atunze agano kwa kumchagua Musa ili atimilize.
I don't have time. If not, I would have shown you from the Bible how that Moses was biblically the first king of Israel.
Vinginevyo ningeweza kuonesha jinsi gani Musa alikuwa mfalme wa kwanza wa wana wa Israeli.
Do we have time?
Tuna muda.
Okay, so I'm going to digress just to confirm. You know, this is my first time.
Unajua huu ni mara yangu ya kwanza.
So I need to show you the biblical pathways before we begin to go fast. We'll start slowly.
Inapasa ni kuonesha kwanza njia za kibiblia kabla tuanze kukimbia mbio. Tunaanza kwenda taratibu.
Are you still here?
Tuko pamoja.
We'll still come back to the book of Numbers chapter 11, but I'm just trying to consolidate a few things.
Tutakuja tena katika kitabu cha Hesabu sura 11, najaribu tu kuongeza vitu katika eneo ambalo nitakuwa.
Come with me to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 33.
Torati.
Deuteronomy chapter 33.
Torati sura 33
verse 1.
Kutoka.
And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death.
Na hii ndio baraka ambayo Musa, mtu wa Mungu, aliwabariki watu wa Israeli kabla ya kifo chake.
So what is about to happen here?
Ambacho kinakwenda kutokea hapa
is a ceremony of blessing.
Ni sherehe za baraka.
Are you with me?
Tuko pamoja.
What we are about to read about here is a ceremony that was put together so that Moses could release the content of his spirit upon Israel.
Katika tukio hili ni kwamba upako leo kwa Musa ili aweze kutoa sehemu ya roho kwa watu wengine.
You know, I told you.
Unajua nilikwambia.
The calling of Moses was occasioned by a covenant that took place when he was not even formed in his mother's womb.
Wito wa Musa ulitokana na agano ambalo lilifanyika hata kabla Musa hajazaliwa.
What prompted his choice is an ancient thing that is so ancient that if Moses does not study into historical moves of God, he will not be able to fully apprehend what is happening to him.
Kitu ambacho kilitokea kwa Musa ilikuwa ni zao la kitu ambacho kilifanyika miaka mingi kabla yeye kuzaliwa, hata hakuweza kufahamu nini kilitokea kabla.
That which God had with his fathers.
Ni jambo lile ambalo Mungu alikuwa na mababa wake.
It is in keeping with that
alikuwa akitunza agano lile
that Moses was chosen.
Na kwa sababu hiyo Musa alichaguliwa.
It means that there were other grievous matters that resulted in his choice.
Ni kwamba kulikuwa mambo mengine mengi yalitokea na yeye alichaguliwa.
Ancient matters that were responsible for his rising.
hayo mambo yatokea ili yeye apate kuinuliwa.
There were deep matters beyond the current political situation that undergirded his manifestation.
Kulikuwa na mambo ambayo zaidi ya hali ya kisiasa wakati ule ambayo yalipelekea yeye kuweza kudhihirisha.
And are you here?
Tuko pamoja.
And like I told you,
na kama nilivyokuambieni,
God,
Mungu,
decided,
aliamua
to accumulate
kila aina ya maombi
that were prayed
ambayo walikuwa wameomba
for 400 years.
Kwa muda wa miaka 400
he constructed an anointing.
Na hiyo ilitengeneza
upako of 400 years of prayer.
Ndani ya miaka 400 ya maombi
he deposited that anointing on one man.
Na akakusanya upako wote wa miaka 400 ndani ya Musa.
Are you there?
Atuko pamoja.
Every prayer that was mentioned about their deliverance, the molecules of the prayer were accumulated together.
Kila maombi ambayo yalikuwa yamewekwa juu ya manunguniko yao yaliwekwa kama upako juu ya Musa.
People that were under the burden of tax masters and they died under the burden.
Watu ambao walikuwa kama ni watumwa wakifikishwa kwa miaka hiyo.
Their cries,
walikuwa akilia.
Their lamentations,
malalamiko yao,
was accumulated.
Yalikusanywa pamoja.
And it was used to forge the anointing.
Na ikatumika ile kutengeneza upako.
400 years of prayer.
Miaka 400 ya maombi.
Now, I think we need to learn from Moses.
Na sisi tunapaswa kujua kitu fulani kuhusu Musa.
Because what he was carrying was, he was a young lad, but what he was carrying was ancient. The hopes of many dead people was captured in the oil that was upon his life.
Alikuwa ni mdogo lakini alibeba kitu ambacho kimekaa kwa miaka na miaka na.
Whether or not God will be considered to be incapable or capable.
Hata kama Mungu ajiona kwamba angeweza au asingeweza.
In keeping with the covenant that he has with his people.
Ili kuweza kutunza agano alilokuwa nao na watu wake.
Will be determined by the capacity that Moses carries.
Ambayo ilitegemea sana
na so many things at stake when Moses was called.
Hivyo kuna mambo mengi alikuwa angeharibika kama
Musa. And his calling was far beyond him.
Na wito wake ulikuwa ni zaidi ya yeye.
It was not about him.
Ilikuwa juu yake.
It was not because of him.
Sio kwa sababu ya yeye.
It was because of deeper matters.
Kama ingekuwa sababu ya yeye
ingejalisha. Are you still here?
Tuko pamoja.
Now I want to bring us gradually because where we are going is a long.
Nataka niwapeleke taratibu kwa sababu tunakwenda ni mbali.
If you are still with me, say amen.
Kama tuko pamoja, sema amina.
All right, so we were in Deuteronomy chapter 33. I'm trying to show you who Moses is.
Najaribu tu kuelekeza kwamba Musa ni nani.
And this is the blessing.
Na hizi ni baraka.
Wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed.
Ambazo Musa, mtumishi wa Mungu, aliwabariki.
The children of Israel before his death.
Watoto wote wa Israeli kabla hajafa.
Verse 2. Is complicated. If we go into verse 2, it will take us too much time to bring about the geographical perspectives of each point that was mentioned in that part.
Itachukua muda kidogo kuweza kuelezea hii mstari wa pili.
Because God came from Sinai.
Kwa sababu Mungu alishuka kutoka Sinai.
So jump verse 2.
So to look at mstari wa pili,
go to verse 3.
Twende kwenye mstari wa tatu.
Still talking about Moses.
Bado nikiongea kwa habari ya Musa.
Are you there?
Tuko pamoja.
Yeah, he loved the people.
Ndio, aliwapenda watu.
All his saints are in thy hand.
Watakatifu wote ambao walikuwa mikononi mwake.
And they sat down at thy feet.
Na wao walikaa chini katika miguu yake.
Everyone shall receive of thy word.
Ili kila mmoja aweze kupokea neno lake.
Moses commanded us a law.
Musa alituamuru sisi juu ya sheria.
Even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob.
Hata urithi wa kusanyiko la wa Yakobo.
Verse number 5.
He
was king.
Yeye alikuwa ni mfalme.
Who is the Bible talking about?
Juu ya nani huyo?
Moses was king.
Musa alikuwa mfalme.
In Jeshurun.
In Jeshurun.
Jeshurun is another name for Israel.
Jeshurun ni jina lingine la Israel.
Oh, you are not following me. I'm just trying to make you understand.
Najaribu kufanya uelewe.
That Moses was the first king of Israel.
Kwamba Musa alikuwa ni mfalme wa kwanza wa Israeli.
But the difference with his own kingship was that he had the kingly anointing operating on him, but there was no political throne of a king for him to sit.
Lakini hakuweza kuwa na cheo cha kisiasa kwa sababu yeye alikuwa na upako wa Mungu juu yake.
Now I'm seeing that you are not ready.
So naona kwamba kama mko tayari.
So what we will do is that we will reduce the syllabus.
So what is expanding ni tupunguza kidogo hii curriculum.
Let's go back to numbers.
Turudi kwenye hesabu.
We have to reduce the syllabus.
Tupunguze kidogo vipengele vya mafundisho.
I will try one more time. If you don't get it, then we'll reduce the syllabus.
Nitajaribu tena. Kama mtu anipata, tutapunguza tena.
It therefore means that you will need to labor in the wilderness for some time.
Inamaanisha kwamba inabidi mkae jangwani kwa muda fulani.
Before understanding will come to you.
Kabla uelewa haujafika.
Now, the Bible says.
Kwa hiyo Biblia inasema
that Moses was king in Jeshurun. Give me that.
Kwamba Musa alikuwa mfalme huko Jeshurun. Naomba nirudishie mstari tafadhali.
He was not king in Jeshurun every time.
Hakuwa mfalme Jeshurun wakati wote.
The anointing for kingship was not on Moses every day.
Upako wa ufalme haukuwa naye wakati wote.
The anointing for kingship always fell on Moses when the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together.
Kwa hiyo huo upako wa ufalme ulikuwa juu yake wakati ambapo yeye anakuwa ni viongozi wa watu na makabila
yote. So if Israel wanted Moses to operate in the kingly anointing, what they need to do is to gather all the heads of the tribes.
Hivyo wakati watu wanataka Musa,
the moment they gather before him,
wakati walipokusanyika mbele ya Musa,
he can access the kingly anointing of Israel.
Yeye anaupata upako wa ufalme wa wana wa Israeli.
And he begins to operate from that level.
Na anaanza kutembea katika hali ya ufalme.
That was the kind of thing that happened when he came down with the law.
Ndio hilo litokea aliposhuka na sheria.
He was no longer operating in a prophetic anointing. He was operating in the kingly anointing.
Hakuwa anatembea katika upako wa kinabii, alikuwa anatembea na upako wa kifalme.
Are you still with me?
Tuko pamoja.
Go back.
Turudi tena.
Go back to the next verse. You know I told you.
Unajua nilikwambia
that this is a blessing ceremony.
Kwamba hii ni sherehe ya baraka.
Moses wanted to bless Israel before his death.
Musa alitaka kuwabariki wana wa Israeli kabla ya kifo chake.
In order for him to bless Israel, what they did was that all the elders of the tribes, they summoned them.
Ili kuweza kuwabariki wana wa Israeli, ilipasa waite wazee wote.
And they gathered unto Moses.
Na akawakusanyisha wote mbele yake.
And that was the requirement for him to pass into the kingly anointing of the land.
Na hiyo ilikuwa lazima ili apate kuchukua upako wa kifalme.
So when he entered into the kingly anointing of the land,
hivyo alipokwenda katika upako wa kifalme.
Next verse. The first utterance he gave was, "Let Reuben live."
Neno la kwanza alisema ni kwamba.
Now he was not saying this as a prophet, he was saying this as a king.
Akusema hii kama nabii, alisema hili kama mfalme.
Are you following me?
Tuko pamoja.
You know about Reuben because of the immorality that Reuben committed with his father's concubine.
Unajua shida ya Reuben ni kwa sababu ya mambo aliyofanya dhidi ya mke wa baba yake.
His father placed a curse upon him.
Kwa hiyo baba yake alimpa laana
and said that he was unstable like water.
Na sema kwamba hata kuwa imara kama maji.
Because of that he will not excel.
Kwa sababu ya jambo yale.
And that cause followed that man.
Na hiyo
for generations. Until the kingly anointing in Israel was accessed by Moses.
Mpaka ule upako wa kifalme alipopokea.
It was a father that caused him.
Alikuwa ni baba yake.
But the authority of a king is superior to that of a father.
Na mamlaka ya mfalme ilikuwa ni kushughulika na laana ya baba yake.
That's why he said, "Let Reuben what?"
Na ndio maana akasema Rubeni na aishi.
So you see,
unaona,
before this time Israel has never experienced a man in their midst that had this dimension of authority.
Kabla ya muda huu wana wa Israeli hajakutana na mtu mwenye kiwango hicho cha upako.
And the reason why he had that dimension of authority was because every prayer that was accumulated for 400 years.
Na kwa nini hawakuwa na kiwango hicho? Ni kwa sababu maombi
gathered as a raw material.
Ya miaka 400 yalikusanyika kama ni malighafi.
And used to create.
Na akatumika maombi yale kutengeneza.
The anointing that could answer the prayers of 400 years.
Miaka 400 maombi ya miaka 400 yalikusanyika kutengeneza upako wa kujibu maombi ya miaka 400.
As powerful.
Yenye nguvu.
As Moses was.
Kama vile ambavyo Musa alikuwa.
The limitation in his ministry.
Katika huduma yake
was that he was just one Moses.
Kama akiwa mtu mmoja Musa.
So even though he is endowed with all the wisdom that is required to bring the people into their inheritance,
kwa hiyo hata kama alikuwa na busara ya kuweza kuwachukua watu wale kuwapeleka kwenye urithi wao,
the day he fell sick,
siku ambayo aliumwa,
all of the house of Israel will need to wait for him to recover from
this situation
before there can be any advancement in the agenda of God.
Are you there?
It was only on what? On one man.
Kila kitu kilikuwa juu ya mtu mmoja.
So if issues of justice, of judgment and equity arise, he will sit.
Kama kulikuwa na mambo ya sheria,
from morning to evening.
Kutoka asubuhi mpaka jioni.
Cases.
Akiweza kusuluhisha
masuala. Because he is endowed to bring the justice perspective of heaven into the camp.
Kwa sababu alikarimiwa yeye kushughulika na mambo yote ya sheria na haki katika kambi.
If there was water shortage,
kama kulikuwa na shida ya maji,
they will not go in search of technologies on how to drill boreholes.
Hawataenda kutafuta taaluma namna ya kuchimba mashimo kutafisima.
They will run to Moses.
Watakwenda kwa Musa.
Because Moses is an embodiment.
Kwa sababu Musa alikuwa ni kila kitu.
Of God's answer.
Na kwa majibu ya kimungu.
To the children of Israel.
Kwa watoto wa Israeli.
In fact,
hakika,
the children of Israel, they consider Moses to be the epitome of a prophet.
Wana wa Israeli walimfikiria Musa kama ni kiwango cha juu kabisa cha mnabii.
That Moses was the perfection of the syllabus of the prophetic ministry.
So Musa alikuwa ni kama vile ni syllabus au curriculum maelekezo ya upako wa kinabii.
You are dragging me. Don't drag me. Don't drag me. Don't drag me back. There is a place I want to go, but he doesn't want me to.
Kuna pahala nataka nikwende lakini huyu ananipeleka nyuma.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So even Moses himself needed counseling at
some point.
His father-in-law called him. I can see you are a powerful man.
Ninaona kabisa wewe ni mtu wa nguvu.
I can see that you have endowments from God.
Ninaona kwamba wewe una baraka ya Mungu.
But the unfortunate thing is that you are just one man.
Lakini kwa bahati mbaya wewe ni mtu mmoja tu.
And in order for you not to weary yourself.
Na hivyo unaweza kwenda ku
and to weary the people.
Kwa hiyo unaweza kuharibu watu.
He gave him a suggestion that captured division of labor.
So hiyo akampa ushauri ambao uliweza kumpa
and maono. It sounded good in the ears of Moses.
Ushauri ule ulionekana mzuri katika macho ya masikio ya Musa.
But that was not what God implemented.
Lakini lile halikuwa ni hitaji la Mungu.
What God implemented was baptism.
Mungu alichokifanya ni kuwabatiza.
Now let me show you something.
Ngoja nikuoneshe kitu hapa.
Let's go back to the book of Numbers.
Twende kitabu cha Hesabu.
Now, can we do Numbers chapter 11 from verse 16 and 17? This is the original instruction that God gave Moses about what we read about. Numbers chapter 11 from verse 16. And the Lord said unto Moses,
Kisha Bwana akamwambia Musa,
gather unto me
nikusanyie
70 men of the elders of Israel.
Watu sabini miongoni mwa wazee wa Israeli.
Whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people.
Ambao wewe wajua kuwa ni wazee wa watu.
And officers over them.
Na maakida juu yao.
And bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation.
Walete wote kwenye tabernacle ya makusanyiko.
That they may stand there before me.
Ili wasimame pale pamoja na wewe.
Now verse 17. This is what God will do if the guys assemble before the tabernacle.
See,
and I will come down and talk with thee.
Hivyo, nitakuja chini na
so the first thing that God is going to do,
jambo la kwanza,
when the 70 men gather before the tabernacle,
wakati wazee sabini walikuwa mkusanyika,
is that God will descend
kwamba Mungu anashuka,
and God will begin to talk to Moses.
Mungu ataanza kuongea na Musa.
That's number one. Number two. And I will take of the spirit which is upon thee and put it upon them. Second thing that God will do as God is talking to Moses, God will take of the spirit that is upon Moses and distribute it upon those 70 people. Can you see the second? Okay. And there shall bear the burden of the people with thee.
na hao watakuwa na mzigo wa watu pamoja nawe.
So God did not approve of the council of division of labor that his father-in-law proposed.
Kwa hiyo Mungu hakubaliana na ushauri wa mkoo wake kwa Musa.
What God did
Mungu
was that he implemented the policy of baptism.
Alitengeneza mfumo wa policy ya ubatizo.
Are you there?
Are you there?
In this baptism,
katika ubatizo huu,
in this baptism, God will be taken out of what he has already realized in the life of Moses.
Mungu atachukua kile ambacho ameshakiweka katika maisha ya Musa.
The anointing that will be coming on those people will not be coming from heaven.
Upako ambao watu watapokea hautoki kwa mbingu.
The anointing that will be coming on the people that will labor with Moses will be coming from Moses. From
upako ambao utapata wazee hawa unatoka kwa Musa.
As deposited upon Moses,
kama ulivyowekwa juu yake,
he will take out of it.
Hivyo ataondoa
and put on those people.
Ataweka kwa watu wale.
So that
ili kwamba
if one of them comes into a situation, he will behave the same way Moses would have behaved.
Ili kwamba kama mmoja wao atakuwa na shida, atashughulika kama vile ambavyo Musa
angefika.
Kwa sababu
the anointing that is upon Moses,
kwa sababu pako
is
tu ya Musa
on his life,
ulikuwa ndani ya wazee wale.
So that anointing is not his own anointing.
So upako ule sio wake yeye.
That anointing is the anointing that is upon Moses.
Ule ni upako ambao uko juu ya Musa.
But in order for them to be relevant in the labor in the camp, they will need to be baptized into the anointing on Moses.
Ili kwa wao waweze kulingana, ilipaswa wapate ubatizo wa upako wa Musa.
So that they can operate like Moses.
Ili kwamba waweze kufanya kazi kama Musa.
Moses paid the price.
So Musa,
Moses fasted.
Musa alifunga.
Moses prayed.
Musa aliomba.
We were not told that these guys paid the price.
Hatukuambiwa kwamba watu hao wazee na walifunga.
But because of the possibility of baptism,
lakini kwa sababu ya uwezekano wa baptism,
they were going to enter into the things that Moses was operating in.
Ambao utaingia katika ule kitu ambacho Musa
alikuwa nacho. The time is short.
Unajua?
The days are already upon us. The Lord will soon come.
Kwa sababu Mungu atashuka.
Give me another interpreter. Are you with me?
Tuko pamoja.
We have a short time.
Tuna muda mfupi sana.
To accomplish the agenda of God.
Kuthibitisha agenda ya Mungu.
There are several protocols that God is willing to waive.
Kuna mambo mengi ambayo Mungu yuko tayari kuyatia.
So that he can bring many sons and daughters.
Ili ajinulie wana wengi wa kike.
Into the crucible of that which he wants to do.
Katika lile jambo anataka kufanya.
So God will need to employ some strategies.
Kwa hiyo Mungu ilibidi aje na mkakati.
One of the strategies that we employ is what we call baptism.
Moja kati ya mkakati aliotumia ni tunachoita ubatizo.
And I need to explain this baptism to you.
Na ninahitaji kuelezea ubatizo huu maana yake.
Now, if you check your Bible critically,
sasa ukiangalia vizuri Biblia yako,
you will find out that there were some anointings that some people downloaded from heaven.
Utajua kwamba kuna upako ambao watu waliuchukua kutoka mbinguni.
That they could transfer to other people.
Ambao walikuwa naweza kuwagawia watu wengine.
Wait.
Ngoja kwanza.
If you want to clap now, clap.
Kama unataka kupiga makofi piga sasa hivi.
So this is all of the clapping we'll be doing for this weekend.
You have
finished clapping for the whole weekend. No more clapping.
Hakutakuwa na makofi tena wiki nzima.
Now listen to me.
Sasa unisikilize tu.
Listen to me.
Unisikilize tu.
These men were chosen and brought before the tabernacle.
Watu hao walichaguliwa na kaletwa mbele ya.
God said, I'm going to descend.
Musa, Mungu akasema nitashuka.
And when I descend, I will begin to talk with you.
Nitakaposhuka nitaanza kuzungumza na wewe.
And as I'm talking with you,
nitakapokuwa nazungumza na
wewe, I'm going to take off the anointing.
Nitachukua upako
that has formed on your life,
ambao umekwepo
kwa. And I'm going to transfer it to some people.
Na nitaenda kusambaza kwa watu wengine.
This no amen. The people will begin to operate like you.
Watu wataanza kufanya kazi kama wewe.
So what God does is that he raises a pattern man.
Kwa hiyo Mungu anachofanya anainua mtu.
A man that has the texture.
Mtu ambaye ameundwa kwa namna.
He has the wiring.
Ameundwa kwa namna.
He has the discipline.
Ana nidhamu ya.
He has the walk of holiness.
Na ana mwenendo.
He has the lifestyle of prayer.
Ana mwenendo wa maombi.
That is required.
Ambaye anahitajika.
For him to play host.
Ili kwamba yeye awe
mwenye strategic anointing.
When he models that anointing,
anapochukua upako huo,
walks in that anointing,
anapotembea katika upako huo,
he models it in humility.
Anapotembea katika upako,
then God now brings him to a place.
Na Mungu sasa anamweka katika mahali
where he can become an instrument for baptism.
Ambapo anaweza akatumika kwa ajili ya ubatizo wengine.
The grace that he has modeled, he has walked in.
Neema ambayo ameenda kwa hiyo.
Other people can enter into the economy of that grace.
Watu wengine waingie katika
even though they are laboring, they have not labored like him.
Hata kama watafanya kazi,
but because of baptism, because of baptism,
lakini kwa sababu ya ubatizo,
they can enter into the same economy.
Wanaweza wakaingia katika upako.
That's the same kind of thing that happened between Elijah and Elisha.
Hicho ndicho kilichotokea kati ya Elia na
Elisha. He was baptized into it.
Elisha alibatizwa katika huo.
Now, he had not labored the way Elijah labored.
Sasa hakufanya kazi kama ambavyo Elia alifanya kazi.
Whenever we teach prayer,
mara zote tunapofundisha maombi,
one of the reference personnel for the subject of prayer is Elijah.
Mmoja kati ya watu tunaorejea ni Elia.
In fact, we were not even told about Elisha's prayer life.
Hata hivyo hatukufundishwa habari za maombi yake.
But you cannot discuss Elijah without identifying his life of prayer.
Lakini hatuwezi kumjadili Elia bila
He labored to enter into an anointing.
Alifanya kazi kuingia katika upako fulani.
And that anointing was still needed in the earth as at the time that it was time for him to depart.
Na upako ulihitajika duniani leo kama wakati alipoondoka.
His disciple was baptized into that anointing.
Wanafunzi wake walibatizwa katika upako huo.
In fact, he even enjoyed a higher measure of the anointing than the master that labored.
Wanafunzi wake walifurahia upako zaidi kuliko
wao. I know you are excited because it looks as if what I'm preaching to you excludes labor.
Kwa sababu inaonekana kama vile ninachokuhubiria kinatoa kazi.
Hey, hallelujah.
Tunapata bure leo.
It looks as if what I'm preaching to you,
inaonekana kama vile ninachokufundisha,
excludes the discipline.
Kinaondoa nidhamu.
One thing you need to know is this.
Jambo moja unahitaji kujua hili.
If you are a product,
kama wewe ni bidhaa
of a baptism,
ya ubatizo,
the first thing that will happen to you,
jambo la kwanza utakapata,
is that anointing,
ni kwamba ule upako
will begin to teach you.
Utaanza kukufundisha.
Is it the proof
uthibitisho
that you have an anointing,
kwamba una upako,
is that the anointing begins to educate you.
Ni kwamba ule upako utaanza kukufundisha.
Have you read the book of 1 John?
Umesoma kitabu cha Galata
kwanza
sura ya pili?
Yeah, you seen it before? 1 John chapter 2 verse 20. Give me 1 John 2:20.
Nipe alaka kwanza Yohana 1:20.
Are you there in 1 John chapter 2 verse 20?
Mfika Yohana kwanza sura ya 2 verse
20. There are two scriptures I want to raise.
Nataka nisome maandiko
in order to establish understanding.
Ili nilete uelewa fulani.
He said, but ye have an unction.
Nani mmepakwa mafuta?
From the Holy One.
Naye aliye mtakatifu.
And you know all things.
Nani mnajua yote.
What is the meaning of unction?
Mafuta maana yake nini?
Who can help me?
Nani anisaidie?
What's the meaning of unction?
Maana mafuta ni nini?
Anybody?
Kuna mtu anataka anisaidie?
Unction.
Mafuta.
You have received an unction. You are not about to receive it.
Umepokea mafuta, umepakwa mafuta, sio kwa
kutenda. An unction talks about a center.
Upako unazungumzia kitovu.
A center of knowledge or a knowledge faculty.
Chemchemu ya maarifa au kitovu cha maarifa.
Just like your senses give you insight into what is your environment.
Kama vile hisia zako zinapokuelezea,
your sight gives you insight into the things, the color of things.
Macho yanakuonyesha vitu vinavyoonekana.
Your taste gives you insight into some things that your sight cannot give you insight into.
Vitu ambavyo unaingiza katika mdomo wako.
Your feeling gives you insight into some things that your taste cannot give you insight about.
Zinakupa maelezo ya vitu
ambavyo. And all of these are faculties through which you can stumble upon knowledge.
Hiyo ni kitu ambacho kinaweza kufanya wewe uingie katika maarifa fulani.
The Bible is saying that the moment you give your life to Christ.
Biblia inasema utakapompa Yesu maisha yako.
Another faculty of knowledge was deposited inside of you.
Kitovu kingine cha maarifa kiliwekezwa ndani yako.
This faculty of knowledge is different from the knowledge that you acquire on the basis of your physical senses.
Kitovu hiki ni tofauti na maarifa unayopata kwa kutumia hisia zako.
And it opens a new line of spiritual knowledge.
Na inafungua mwanzo mpya wa maarifa ya kiroho.
For the Bible says that we have an unction.
Kwa sababu Biblia inasema tumepakwa mafuta
from the Holy One.
Kutoka kwa Yeye Mtakatifu.
and we know all things. So it means when the unction becomes operational, it gives us access into spiritual knowledge. When I say spiritual knowledge, I mean a knowledge that you stumble upon not because you read a book, not because you attended a lecture, not because you visited a library, but the knowledge that comes because of your intercourse with the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost wants to give you knowledge, He gives you knowledge through the unction that you are
receiving,
through that faculty of knowledge. The way you will know that that faculty is operational is that you will begin to know things that you did not learn. You will begin to understand things that you were not taught. The Bible says that the new creation is capable of this spiritual knowledge. And if you do not have access to spiritual knowledge, you will not be effective in spiritual warfare. You will not be effective. You cannot prosecute spiritual things because you will need spiritual knowledge to do spiritual things.
And
the Bible is saying that you have an unction. It's already there. But stirring up the unction can be the problem. You cannot get direction for your life, for instance, if you don't know how to stir up the unction. And if you refuse to stir up the unction, you'll be living from the pot of knowledge that is captured in your experience, in your learning, and in your encounters with men. The quality of your civilization, it will be reduced to what is on the human level.
Ubora wa maisha yako itashushwa mpaka
kiwango
cha wanadamu.
Your access into higher dimensions of operation
uwezo wako kufikia viwango vya juu vya
tied upon that unction.
Umefungwa katika upako huo.
And that unction became a reality around your life.
Na upako huo uwe halisi katika maisha yako.
The moment the Holy Ghost,
wakati Roho Mtakatifu,
was brought into your space,
alipoingia katika maisha yako.
Are you there? So the scripture says we have an unction from the Holy One.
And
we know all things. Jump from there. Go to verse
27.
It is that unction that he now calls an anointing. Here. But the anointing which he have received of him abideth in you, and you need not any man teach you,
but
as the same anointing teacheth you all things. Are you there? First of all, the unction brings you into knowledge. Secondly, the unction begins to teach you. So there are two ways, two experiences that reveal that the unction has been activated. First experience is that you begin to know things supernatural. Second experience is that you begin to receive education. So when you receive an anointing, one of the evidences that the anointing is operational is that the anointing will begin to teach you. The anointing you receive is aware of the fact that you do not have the knowledge that is needed to handle it. The anointing knows you don't have sufficient education to be able to contain it. The anointing knows that you are going to waste it. You make shipwreck of it. So embedded in the anointing you receive is an educational system. So if you receive an anointing through baptism, that anointing will begin to educate you about the ways
of
that anointing. You are going to lose that anointing if you refuse to abide by the education that the anointing brings. Are you with me? You will lose it. if you don't yield to the education matter.
Kama hautajikabidhi katika maarifa yake.
That's why eons later, many generations later,
ndio maana vizazi vingi baadaye,
when the spirit of Elijah came upon John the Baptist,
roho ya Elia ilipokuja juu ya Yohana Mbatizaji,
you see that the dressing,
unaona hata mavazi yake,
of John the Baptist,
ya Yohana Mbatizaji,
was influenced by the anointing,
yalitokana na ule upako.
So even though there were generations apart,
kwa hata kama kuna vizazi vingi vilivyopita kati yao,
and at the time that John the Baptist manifested,
ilipofika wakati Yohana Mbatizaji,
that kind of dressing was outdated.
Haina ile uvazi ilikuwa imeshapita wakati.
It was obsolete.
Ilikuwa ya zamani sana.
It was no longer in fashion.
Ilikuwa haipo katika.
But the anointing transported him.
Lakini upako ulimrudisha
from being a modern day personality.
Kutoka katika mtu.
There is a way that the anointing wants you to look.
Kuna ile namna ambavyo upako,
so the anointing began to educate John the Baptist.
Kwa hiyo upako kaanza kumfundisha.
So even though generations have passed,
kwa hata kama vizazi vingi,
education was still the same.
Elimu ilibaki ile.
And at the end of the day, he became like Elijah.
Na mwisho wa siku akawa kama Elia.
So the fact that you received it through baptism,
kwa hiyo kweli kwamba umepokea kupitia ubatizo,
doesn't give you an easy road.
Haikufanya wewe kuwa na njia.
It will still mentor you into the heart of alignment.
Bado itakuchunga katika namna
unapaswa. That is required to carry the oil. So one of the things that God will be doing in this time, baptisms coming from the anointings of people that have even gone to be with the Lord. He will look for someone and put it upon him. Especially, are you there? Especially if that anointing in a certain time makes so much impact in Tanzania. If it made impact before, it will make impact again. And whereas things get lost in the natural, things don't get lost in the spirit. So many years later, God now opens the frontiers of his mercy. And he begins to bring the same anointing upon people in another generation. My duty tonight is to tell you how to tend an ancient anointing.
Kazi yangu leo ni kufundisha namna ya kukaa au kutunza upako wa kale.
Now I'm telling you this because,
nakwambia hivi kwa sababu,
there's no need for me to begin to prophesy to you.
Hakuna haja ya mimi kukutabiria.
The prophecy, I'm using the prophecy as a policy direction.
Natumia unabii kama mwenendo wa kisera.
And building education in keeping with the policies of heaven.
Na najenga maarifa kulingana na.
So I'm not just prophesying.
Kosi kukutabiria.
A prophet will do that. But the job of the apostle is to build you into the technology that will capture the fulfillment of that prophecy. The office of the apostle sits on wisdom. Wisdom on how to actualize the plans of God. Wisdom on how to actualize the dreams of God. If you are still with me, say
amen.
The moment those guys came into the baptism,
mara tu wale watu walipoingia katika ubatizo,
Moses was no longer one.
Musa hakuwa mmoja tena.
There were 71 people in the camp that had the same oil now.
Kulikuwa na watu 71 katika kambi waliokuwa na upako ule.
So that was how God dealt with the issue.
Kwa hiyo ndipo Mungu alivyoshughulika na jambo.
The gravity of the work. Not by division of labor,
sio kwa kugawanya majukumu,
but by baptism.
Lakini kwa ubatizo.
These are the days of baptism.
Hizi ni siku za ubatizo.
These are the days when God will take spiritual things and put upon the sons of
men.
Now I tell you this because I'm privileged to be one of the people on this continent that received the baptism.
Yeah,
a small one, not a big one. I received a small one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I had an encounter in the spirit. And I saw a certain mantle. It was floating in the realm of the spirit. And God began to reveal to me in that vision that this mantle is supposed to come into the earth.
Na Mungu akaanza kunionyesha katika maono kwamba vazi la upako linapaswa kuingia duniani.
And he tried to put the mantle upon a certain man. The man began to use the mantle to make money for himself. So because the man refused to yield to the teaching of the anointing of the mantle, the man died early. He died young. Are you still with me? You know, you were saying amen when I say baptism, you just come and receive. What I did not tell you is that if you refuse to subscribe to the teaching of the mantle, God will look for a way to disqualify you. And there are many variables as to how God can achieve this. One of the most potent ones is that he will remove you.
Yes.
Because the moment that this oil comes upon you, one thing is sure. You can no longer continue your life as usual. The unction will begin to bring education to adjust your life. You've been operating a kind of life that your emphasis for life is self-centered. You live for yourself. You struggle because of yourself. The reason why you are complaining is because of yourself. But you see, the kind of anointing Moses received was not because of him. Because of 400 years of prayer. In order for him to even handle it, he must be a selfless person. Because what is upon him is bigger than him. It was accumulated over 400 years. He must sustain a different orientation to be able to wield that
one.
So God will begin to teach you. The anointing will begin to demand from you. It's just like somebody goes to witches and he says he wants to help from witches. And the witches come and concoct a spell and give the person a spell. And they are handing over that spell to the person. They give the person instructions. This thing can solve your problem. But if you don't follow the instructions, the same thing can bring problems. As long as what you are seeking is a spiritual thing that is not natural. It has laws. It has rules that support it. And if you are in custody of it, and you are not willing to go by the laws that govern it, the same thing will destroy you. I think we need to go to the book of Numbers so that I will show you that the people that are brought before the tabernacle, you need to see their qualifications.
There
were a certain kind of men. You are not with me. I say you are not with me. Are you there?
Upo.
So I saw that mantle in the spirit. And God told me that this mantle has to come down. But he told me that you are too young. Yes, I want to give it to you, but you are too young now.
It's
going to pass over three people before it gets to you. Those people that the mantle will pass over, it will not last on them. Are you with me? That in order for you to have the capacity to handle it, number one, you must not touch any woman that is not your wife. The only woman I know since I was born, Canaan, is this woman. You know, I told you we've clapped for the weekend. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the only one I know. You must have heard me say it online many times that if there is any woman anywhere that I know carnally, the woman should come. You must have heard that. The reason why I have the boldness to say it is because there is only...
Let me
tell you the reason why I was encouraged to live like that. He said this mantle.
This
mantle cannot mingle with iniquity. If you begin to practice a life of iniquity, with this mantle on your life, the mantle will destroy you. Your lifespan will be cut short. When the unction comes upon you, one of the evidences that it has opened up is that it will begin to educate. It will bring you spiritual education, not the kind of education you get in a library or a lecture. The anointing itself has its own educational program that it co-opts you into. To bring you into the educational program. That's the first thing. Said, you are not going to defile your temple. Doesn't matter how beautiful the person is. I am not interested. They say, okay, this one is from the palace of the queen.
I'm
not interested. Because I'm carrying something. And the thing that I'm carrying forbids me completely to have any carnal dealings with any of the opposite sex whatsoever, whether Spanish, Italian, or Tanzanian. I was expecting you to say amen there, but when you are supposed to say amen, you don't say it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The second requirement was that you will need to make yourself a house of prayer. This is you.
Kufanya mwili wako nyumba ya maombi.
A house of prayer.
Nyumba ya maombi.
And those days I like studying my Bible. But I don't like praying. But Bible study. I can study for 5 hours. I can study for 6 hours. But I didn't like prayer. But he began to educate me. And he says, you will make yourself a house of prayer. So I had to visit some people that had enviable prayer lives. A certain man of God. He prays like a horse. I have not seen a man that has so much power for prayer. So I went to visit him. See, how come you were not born like this? There was a day you gave your life to Christ. You were an unbeliever. So how did you get here? He said, begin to practice prayer.
Anza kufanya kazi maombi.
And then God will begin to open the well that supports prayer.
Na Mungu ataanza kufanya kazi kile
kitu. There is an energy that supports prayer.
Kuna nguvu
ino. But until you begin to practice it,
utakapoanza kufanya
kazi, you will never stumble into the energy that supports it.
Hautaacha kuomba kwa sababu ya nguvu ino support.
So I began to practice prayer.
Kwa nikaanza
intentionally.
Kwa dhamiri kabisa.
For 6 years.
Kwa miaka sita.
Prayer was still not sweet.
Maombi bado ilikuwa ni kazi ngumu.
I did not give up.
Sikukata tamaa.
In the 7th year.
Katika mwaka wa 7.
That's when I touched that energy.
Ndipo nilipogusa nguvu hiyo.
Those days, those 6 years, I count the number of hours I pray. If I pray for 3 hours, I'll count it.
Ndizo nilikuwa nahesabu masaa ninayoomba. Nikiomba
masaa 4 hours, I count it.
Nikiomba manne na hesabu.
I pray for 1 hour, I'll count it.
Nikiomba saa 1 na hesabu.
But when I touch that energy,
lakini nilipogusa nguvu,
I no longer count.
Si hesabu tena.
Because I can pray for a whole day.
Kwa sababu naweza nikaomba masaa
2. For 2 days.
Siku mbili.
Yes.
Ndio.
Yes. This is preparation for the mantle.
Haya ni maandalizi.
The mantle has not yet come. It's just we are considering you. we are considering you to be one of the recipients of this mantle flowing here. God had ordained, because it was God that instructed Moses to bring the 70 people. It was God himself that was going to do the baptism. But the baptism he wanted to do was from an unction that was resident upon a living man's life. There was a lifestyle that Moses had that made it possible for him to trap that anointing. The people that the anointing was going to come on did not have the lifestyle, but the moment the anointing comes upon you, it will compel you to have the same lifestyle. What? And if you cannot achieve it, it will knock you down. So I need to, before we go on, we need to ask ourselves some questions. Are you really ready? Is it true? Now listen. Don't get excited in a meeting like this. Don't be excited. This thing I'm talking about, it will come on you. But if it comes, it will compel you to live a certain life. If you violate that life, that same thing you receive will begin to fight you. It will begin to make your ministry fail. It will begin to make people not want to listen to you again. The same thing. Because you are not willing to subscribe to the laws that it brings with it. So many people like anointing in our generation, but they don't want to come into conformity with the laws, the restrictions that the anointing brings. There is no one, even in the witchcraft world, that is given a spiritual thing without laws. As long as the thing that you are handling is a spiritual thing, it comes with laws. It comes with law. The third thing he said. He said, when this anointing comes upon you, you will become visible. Not just visible to men, but visible in the kingdom of darkness. You become an object of attack. Satan will gather demons. They will hold conferences about you. They will hold conferences to discuss you, to discuss your wife, to discuss your children. The only way you are going to survive is that you need to wait on the anointing to lead you. Then the anointing brings us guidance. It is the guidance that the anointing brings, that is the wisdom that you enjoy because you are a carrier of that anointing. Instead of you to celebrate the fact that you have an anointing, get busy in understanding the demands that the anointing is bringing into your life. Instead of you to celebrate an anointing, get busy in understanding the kind of guidance that that anointing brings. Every true anointing teaches. David said that God has taught his hands to fight. He has taught his fingers to war. The anointing teaches a man. None of us knows the way of spiritual warfare. You must be taught at the spur of the moment. The anointing begins to give you guidance. And the way you cast out a devil today is not the way you will cast out a devil tomorrow. Many people would have loved if God were in a formula. 1 + 4 = 5. You can reproduce it because you know the pattern. God is not predictable. God will do one thing in 10,000 different ways on 10,000 different days, so that you will see him every day, because there's no formula to hold. Are you still with me? That's why ministries die. That's why pastors fail. Because we come to a point where we no longer are willing to seek him out. Okay, let's go on. I need to push you further. I noticed there is no clock here. There's no clock. And I have two different watches that I don't know which one is correct. Somebody help me. What's the time? Tanzanian time. 7:30. 7:13. I need to stop. We just started the journey, but maybe we need to stop today. The height
Kimo,
you climb in the spirit is based on what is on your life. The Bible says no man can receive anything except to be given to him from above. Are you there? Are you there? Okay, let me show you a few tricks. When you receive a spiritual thing, how do you tend it? How do you grow in it? What are the evidences that you are making progress along the lines of the influence of that spiritual thing? Let me read the scripture to us. A common scripture.
Andiko unaolijua pengine.
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
Matendo 1 na.
Where is the scripture?
Andiko liko wapi?
Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Can you put it on the screen?
Matendo 1 na niliweke kwenye
screen. Is it but ye?
Anasema lakini
shall receive power.
Mtapokea nguvu.
Are you there?
Tuko pamoja.
So the goal,
Koyo,
the goal
lengo
of this spiritual investment
la uwekezaji huwa kiroho
is that you manifest power.
Ni kwamba muonyeshe nguvu.
The spiritual investment is in the person of the Holy Ghost.
Uwekezaji huu unatokana na Roho Mtakatifu.
So that we can have capacity to manifest power.
Ili kwamba tuweze kudhihirisha nguvu.
What God said we will receive is not the ability to speak in tongues. God said, ye
Mungu
shall receive power after you have received the Spirit. So the first thing you will receive is a spiritual capital. But that spiritual capital is intended by God to go through conversion and become power. I know almost all of us in this place have received the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. The objective for which God gave you the Holy Ghost is not so that you could speak in tongues. It's so that you can receive what? Many of you have stopped your life at speaking in tongues. You did not allow the spiritual investment that you receive to take you on journeys. Your spiritual journeys are tied to the spiritual investments you receive. How far you go is dependent on the measure of the spirit that is at work in
you.
If another measure will ever be given to you, it is because you have maximized the capacity of the old measure. That's why when God gives spiritual things, he also gives indicators that reveal whether or not we are in compliance with that investment. How many scriptures? In Acts chapter 1 verse 8. The proof that you are maximizing the initial investment of Holy Ghost on your life is that you have come into the realm of power. It means the spiritual capital you received is an investment that is intended to usher you to a reality. Many people stop their journeys when there is a little symptom that proves, that creates an evidence that they receive the spiritual thing. We no longer journey into the fullness of that hand. All over the world as I travel, Now, as we begin to pray now, if the prophetic anointing opens, I pray it opens. I can tell which of the pastors sitting here have the gift of healing and they have never used it. I can tell when I come under that tongue. I can tell how many people are in the congregation that have the gift of prophecy but they have never prophesied. Because you received the spiritual capital and you were not willing to travel on the path of the spirit into the realization of the purpose for which you were given that capital. The capital was deposited. If you are still with me, say amen. I need to show you a few things. Are you with me? You are not here. Two things. Do you realize? We are still in Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Because I need to explain it. After explaining it, I will now go into showing you the education that you need that comes through the endowment that God brings upon you. If you allow that education to shape your life, no one born of your family line will be able to do the things that your life will do. Destiny does not take time. It takes encounter. Even with the Holy Ghost in your life, you can be seated here and die without fulfilling destiny. Because you are not willing to travel the path that the Holy Spirit is beckoning upon you to travel. You are not with me. Do you remember that when Jesus was baptized with the Holy Spirit in the rivers of Jordan? In the next chapter, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit drove him into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. The moment you receive spiritual capital, then you are opened to what we call the economy of the driving force. Whether or not will you allow him begin to drive you? That's his guidance. The place the Holy Spirit drove Jesus into is a place he did not like to go. You are not following
me.
When Jesus came out of the water, you remember what his father said?
He
said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." Those of you that are in the educational system, there are a few some alphabets we used to grade our students. When it is F,
alphabet,
do you know F?
F?
What is the bracket that captures F? 0 to 39. Is that true in Tanzania? Oh, they can't answer me.
Tanzania.
Huh? D.
D.
Is from 40 to what?
To
45. To 44. Huh? E.
E.
From 45 to 49. So when you hear, "This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased." What is that?
A.
A. Are you there? If a university student graduates with a distinction, the university will want to retain the person. They will give the person a job.
Kama chuo kinataka kum.
That means you have capacity to explore the world of learning. So come and be employed. And maximize your potential.
Now, who's there with
but in the kingdom of God, the one that scores A, the Holy Ghost will drive him to the wilderness. You are not with me.
How do you
know
about it?
Huh? Are you there? Oh, I know. The Holy Spirit, the training it will take you through does not, it's not like the training that your flesh likes. Who sends an A student to the wilderness is the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit drove him because Jesus did not want to go. But he drove him. It was forceful. It was aggressive. Many of us receive spiritual things, but we are not ready to travel the spiritual path.
No,
it is aggressive. You want to sleep, and then the Holy Spirit says, "Stand up! Stand before me for 21 nights." Meanwhile, you are tired from work.
Say
you are a banker. You've been balancing accounts this morning. You believe that you are entitled to rest by 9 p.m. after fighting the storm of the traffic, and you get back home to lie on the bed. He intercepts you before you hit your bed, and he says, "Arise, stand before me for 21 days. That's the spirit. The spirit does not care about how you feel. Oh, you are not with me. You are not following. I will change my message tomorrow. I will preach what you want to hear tomorrow. A spirit, his ways cannot be compromised. You want to rest. That's when he comes. He will come for 3 nights. And if you refuse to respond, he will keep quiet. He will not call again. He will give you 3 years for you to wake up and look for him. You know, at first, he is the one looking for you. It is easier. It's easier for you when he's the one looking for you. But you will pay the price in sacrifice in order to handle that which he has in mind. Because the language that spirit beings understand is the language of sacrifice. And that's why the metaphor altar is used in the Bible. And the whole testament, the book of Leviticus, is bloody. The reason why it has the tone of blood is because it's only by sacrifice that spirits can be appeased. I know you want to pray on Saturday when you are not going to work. You buy yogurt and put here, you pray in tongues and you sleep. I know that's what you want. But it will not be sacrificed. So he waits for you to get tired. When your flesh is crying out for rest, then he says, "Arise. Stand upon your feet." It will be left for you to choose whether you will yield to the tiredness or you will yield to the Spirit. And every time he will come, he will come at moments that are not conducive, moments that are not convenient. The reason why it is coming is because we receive spiritual capital. People that receive nothing comes to them. But these things that are coming to you is because you received something. And many people, they like the idea of receiving an anointing. They don't know the consequence of having spiritual capital operate on their life. If you are not ready to have your life disrupted, don't ask for an anointing. From the day those men stood before the tabernacle and that oil came upon them, their lives were disrupted for the rest of their life. A student that scored A, they took him to the wilderness. Not to London for further training. Not to Scotland for further education. He has been discharged to the wilderness so that he can meet with Satan. And the Holy Spirit drove him into the wilderness before Satan that was coming to test him arrived. He came before the test. He arrived before the temptation. Nobody told him to fast. The fasting aspect of that campaign was his own personal decision. Because it was a spirit that was coming to test him. You are not with me. You are not with me. You see, Mercedes-Benz. Before a car is called Mercedes-Benz,
kabla gari halijaitwa Mercedes Benz.
They will run the engine on the bench for 1000 hours.
Wataweka engine kwa nje.
If the engine doesn't survive the 1000 hour test, it is not Benz.
Kama engine haita mudu masaa.
In order for them to make the body of Benz, the body.
Ili waweze kuwa na mwili wa Benz.
They weld it in 10,000 places.
10,000. Maeneo 10,000 tofauti.
Even if you are climbing a mountain and the mountain is bent like this. It will be on the mountain like one sheet.
Itakuwa mlimani lakini kama
kubabala tambala. It was welded in 10,000 spots.
Kwa sababu ilijaribiwa katika maeneo 10,000 tofauti.
These quality control requirements are company based.
Kitengo cha kujaribu ubora.
But Jesus was not going to be subject to a company based test. They sent him to the wilderness to be tempted by his enemy. Tested. Most of the tests you allow yourself to go through, the challenges you say you have are in the line of ministry. Too much counseling. You are praying and you are not seeing results. No money. We need more money to be able to do stuff. Those are company tests. Those are in-house tests. Jesus was sent to the wilderness. He did not, his structures were not there. The systems he was working with was not in the wilderness. No disciple followed him to serve him. Then he was exposed to a tester that was from a different kingdom. If you cannot fight poverty and be loyal to Jesus, if you meet Satan, you will serve him. If you cannot stand betrayal and be loyal to Jesus, if you meet Satan, you will serve him. Because when the grace comes upon you, if you have not killed greed, your greed will kill you. Because God, one of the names of God is jealous. Do you know what it means to be jealous? Oh, you don't know jealousy.
How do you
live manake? Jealous.
How do you live manake?
Meanwhile, if you don't know jealousy, it means you are not married. Because if you are carrying on with marriage and there is no jealousy in it, it's fake. You and your wife are going to a restaurant and somebody comes and say and hugs her and touches her head. If there's no reaction, you are not married. Oh, help me. Are you there? You will say, what's up? That reaction is proof of the fact that the love you have for your wife allows for jealousy. The name of God is jealous. His name. It's not what he does. That's who he is. Oh, you are not with me. If God gives you an anointing, the anointing is going to make you popular. It will make your voice travel. It will make your name great. So if you are not 100% loyal to God, your greatness will not bring profit to the kingdom of God. You are not for me. Oh, okay. So tomorrow we change. I'm not continuing from
there.
Jesus was sent into the wilderness. It was the thing he received that was now driving him. How many of us will remain on that journey when the thing you receive drives you? Do you know how the Holy Ghost drives men? Do you even know it? Meanwhile, you were given the Holy Ghost because he is hopeful that if you allow the Holy Spirit to drive you, he will drive you to where power
is.
If you allow him to drive you, he will drive you to where wisdom is. If you allow him to drive you, he will drive you to where authority is. The then you begin to understand that even though Moses was one man,
he
was stronger than a nation.
It
is because of the authority that he was touching. The journey is of the Spirit.
Safari ya Roho Mtakatifu.
So we tomorrow we will continue.
Kwa kesho tutaendelea.
But we are going to pray.
Lakini tutaenda kuomba.
At least I have introduced the emphasis.
Angalau nimekupa utangulizi wa jambo hili.
I've introduced the body.
Nime
There are three people in this congregation.
Kuna watu watatu katika kusanyiko hili.
God was preparing you to come into the office of a prophet.
Mungu alikuwa anakuandaa kuingia katika ofisi.
From what I see, your preparation began from the age of 13.
Maandalizi yako yalianza katika umri wa 13.
And you began to have angelic encounters and to see some things in dreams.
Na ulianza kuona malaika.
In fact, one of you. Jesus appeared to you.
Yesu alikutokea
twice.
Mara mbili.
But you were unwilling to allow the Holy Spirit to drive you. You lost all the encounters. In fact, right now, Satan is the one that gives you dreams now. You see horrible kinds of encounters that are manifested from the kingdom of darkness because you were unwilling to allow the Holy Ghost drive you. Today,
Leo,
God,
Joe,
he wants to show mercy to those three individuals. And before we are done today, the mantle of the presence of God will come upon them. As I travel from place to place, let me tell you, I see people that had great ordinations that refused to travel with the Holy Ghost. They received baptisms. They were not willing for the unction to educate them. And even though they are carriers of greatness within, that greatness has not been able to manifest without. So our wealth is in our spirit. It has not been able to manifest because God is in prison in your spirit. He says, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon
you.
The point is, do we allow him to drive us to where these realities are? He will come in the night, in the dead of the night, and call your name when sleep has gripped you, but he will make it loud enough for you to hear, just like he came in search of Adam in the garden in the cool of the day and cried out, Adam. He will call you. The ones that know that the day they received that unction, they signed up for the Holy Ghost to drive them. Those are the only ones that were awake, still shaking under the influence of sleep, but yet willing to heed the call. It is those ones that he strengthens with might by his spirit in their inner man. God has made deposits, sovereign deposits, on the continent of Africa. But the sons and the daughters of Africa, they have refused to go through the journeys of the Lord, to come to the mountain of God where power is. There is a throne of power that you are destined to sit upon. But many of us do not want the Holy Ghost to guide us to where it lies. We come for a conference this weekend that we may journey under the hand of the Holy Spirit to that place where princes are made, to that place where daughters of the kingdom of God are adorned with grace, to that place when a little one becomes a thousand, when a small one becomes a strong nation, to that place. That's what we have come to do. To understand the pattern by which the Holy Ghost guides men. For though thy beginning be small, thy later end shall greatly increase. So when God wants to give you power, he doesn't come with electricity to shock you. He gives you spiritual capital. The way you deal with that capital will determine whether you travel on the path of education,
the place of realization. I pray tonight. I pray tonight that someone will be provoked. You see yourself in dreams, a mighty healing evangelist, but the manifestation of what you see is not yet happening. It is because you have refused to travel on the paths that the Spirit of God is beckoning you to come. If you accept that I will journey, I will travel, I am available to be driven into the wilderness, He will make a mighty man come out of your vessel. In a moment of time, we want to register before heaven and say we are ready to travel. We are ready to go on this journey. We are ready to ascend to the mountaintop. Destiny is calling. Destiny calls. Destiny calls. Destiny calls. I will not yield to weariness. I will not yield to the weakness that comes from the flesh. The Lord will strengthen me with might by His Spirit in the inner man. I will rise from the weakness of my flesh and connect with the strength that comes from my spirit. And He shall receive power. Call upon Him. We accept your call. We accept it. We are willing to inconvenience our lives in order to realize the potential that we carry in the Spirit. Grant that the least among our numbers will become as strong as David. Silo Mokelia Mahus Katelimonde Ispopela Habana Hatailia Katelimon Okora Masiko Sendole Ibrahim is Kotenika de Huda Bakania. Oh Lord, Helamande Supa Apeska. We give you praise. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus. Are you willing to join? It is Africa's time of recovery. It is the move of God that takes place on the continent of Africa that will save the world. So just like Jesus went to Egypt for safekeeping, He has come back to Africa to look for those that have not denied Him, so that He can use them to bear witness of His resurrection. Are you willing to travel with Him? Are you willing to journey with the Holy Ghost? The Holy Spirit is calling the sons of Africa. Arise, put on your strength, for the time has come. The time is now. The Lord will turn your weakness and swallow it up with His strength. In Asosela Kademondeli, Rumana Iseko, Amekante. Iskopela nanto akaite bonde askido bonda priska palaite kanabo rakoskete bandeli abrai kopela nasude abresko pamana hadai aiso si kopemba matuala prekosketa brinko bekateli aselidobo akaba bondo kosike yate ikabresko te babonde akade mundaya uskadeli amendo kobenaya. Who is he that will come up to the high places of God to receive a scepter of grace and a scepter of power? Who is he? Who is he that would despise weariness in his flesh and say, I am willing to be led by the Holy Ghost? Leisha mante rakabonsa me abreskote babantelia isamenala
Restore. The crown of glory will be restored to you. You were careless, but God has decided in this conference to show you mercy. So anywhere they are in this congregation, the fire of God will locate those three prophets. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Holy Ghost. He will restore them. He will restore grace upon them. He will restore them. He will restore them. He will restore them. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. There's an evangelist. An evangelist. In our midst. This evangelist. You were called as a deliverance minister. You will have ability to cast out devils in territories. Devils in men. And the hand of God will descend upon you. The hand of God will descend upon you. The hand of God will come upon you. It will come like fire. 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 Holy Ghost! Move! I see the angel of the Lord. I see the angel of the Lord descending into this place, carrying a vial of oil. There are seven people. There are seven people that he will anoint. Seven people. The anointing will come upon you. Oh God, from my left hand side, from my right hand side, from the back of the hall, those seven individuals that you have come to anoint. Anoint them. 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 Holy Ghost. Move. There's a fire here.
Kuna moto hapa.
Oh my God.
Mungu wangu.
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 There's a fire.
Moto. Kuna moto. Kuna moto.
Those of you in the choir, listen to me.
Nini watu wa choir nisikize.
Those of you here, listen to me.
You are quiet, Miss Kitty.
I have seen in the spirit.
Nimeona katika roho.
God wants to increase the rank of some of you.
Mungu anakuongeza viwango vya baadhi yenu.
He wants to increase your ministry.
Anakuongeza huduma yenu.
He wants to increase your ministry. He wants to increase your ministry. So there's an anointing that is coming. There's an anointing coming. There's an anointing coming. It's coming stronger. It's coming strong. It's coming strong. It's coming strong. It's coming strong. It's coming strong.
silo periate keni animo minadele saileya mama ebraba du bende namani atelilo sakla periate amane shia bondeni mo menakaba abradia tamaye.
We will have time to travel. There are journeys we must embark upon during this conference. In the name of Jesus. Listen. Before I sit down, I need to tell you what I'm seeing in the spirit. There's someone here.
Kuna mtu hapa.
You have an eye problem.
Una shida ya macho.
God,
Mungu,
is going to heal you.
Ataenda kuponya.
Of your eye problem.
Shida yako ya macho.
And then, hold on.
Na kisha sikiliza.
He will heal your physical eyes.
Ataponya macho yako ya mwili.
And then he will put an anointing upon you.
Na ataweka upako juu yako.
So that you can begin to see in the spirit.
Ili uweze kuona katika roho.
So it will happen now.
Itatokea sasa.
Now listen to me.
Nasikilize.
Tomorrow we will have time.
Kesho tutakuwa na muda zaidi.
To travel.
Kusafiri zaidi.
You know, I stopped you. You were on a journey already.
Unajua nimewasimamisha, ulikuwa katika safari tayari.
When we teach the theory,
tunapofundisha theory,
we do the practical.
Tunafanya na vitendo.
You were on a journey. But no time. But we'll start early tomorrow. Even you yourself will not believe yourself tomorrow. I came to provoke you to travel. So the Lord is going to heal someone of their eyes. If you have an eye problem, maybe you use glasses to read or something. Remove them. Remove the glasses. Put your hand on your eye. He will heal you. And then he will put the anointing on you. Then your spiritual eyes will open. Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus,
kwa jina la Yesu,
I arrest
ninafunga
every blinding spirit.
Kila roho inayopofusha.
Blinding spirits.
Pepo anayepofusha.
Be bound.
Mefungwa.
Be bound.
Na kufunga.
Be bound.
Na kufunga.
Be bound.
Na kufunga.
Come out.
Toka.
Of the eyes.
Kwenye macho.
In the name of Jesus.
Kwa jina la Yesu.
Blinding spirits.
Roho
anayepofusha. Be bound.
Nakufunga.
Be bound.
Nakufunga.
Come out.
Toka.
Of the eyes.
Kwenye macho.
In the name of Jesus.
Kwa jina la Yesu.
Come out of the eyes.
Toka kwenye macho.
In the name of
kwa
Jesus.
Kwa jina la Yesu.
Come out of the eyes.
Toka kwenye macho.
In the name of
kwa
Jesus.
Kwa jina la Yesu.
Eyes.
Macho.
Eyes.
Macho.
See.
Ona.
In the name of Jesus.
Kwa jina la Yesu.
Eyes.
Macho.
See.
Ona.
In the name of Jesus. I
macho.
See in the name of Jesus.
Yesu.
Remove your hand.
Tomkono.
If you could not read, try to read.
Kama uliko uweze kusoma, anza
kusoma. Not see far.
Kama uliko uweze kuona
mbali. Try to see.
Anza kuona.
You have 2 minutes.
Kuna dakika mbili.
To examine your eyes.
Za kujijaribisha.
Now if you notice.
Lakini kama umegundua.
That your eyes have been corrected.
Kama macho yako yameponywa.
Come this way. Or you have 2 minutes to run your test. When you confirm that there is a correction, come this way. Now where is that lady? We need to cast out that spirit from that lady. Where is the lady? Where is she?
Bring her.
Let her.
Conduct a test on your eyes. If you notice that there is a change,
come on, unaona kuna mabadiliko.
Come here.
Njoo upande huu.
Now this is the rule.
Sasa utaratibu ni huu.
If something happens,
kama kuna kitu kimetokea,
don't keep quiet.
Usikae kimya.
If nothing happens,
kama hakuna kilichotokea,
say nothing.
Usiseme kitu.
So that's the rule. If you notice there is a change in your sight,
kama umegundua kuna mabadiliko kwenye macho yako,
come this way.
Njoo upande huu.
Now, don't worry about me and the girl, okay?
Sasa usijisumbue na mimi na huyu binti.
I'm using this time of her deliverance to give you time to check your eyes.
Ninatumia muda huu wa kumfungua yeye ili
ujaribu macho. If you notice that there is a change,
ukiona kuna mabadiliko,
come.
Njoo upande huu.
Come where Pastor Ado is.
Utakuja ambapo amesimama.
I'm already seeing two people whose eyes have changed.
Tayari nimeona watu wawili ambao macho yao yamebadilika.
I'm seeing two already.
Ninaona wawili tayari.
Wait.
Ngoja.
Don't clap for anybody.
Usipige makofi yoyote.
If you notice that your eyes have been corrected, come to this side where
Pastor. Yamepata mabadiliko, njoo upande huu.
This side where Pastor Ado is
standing. Upande huu ambapo mchungaji Ado amesimama.
Where Pastor Ado is standing.
Upande ule ambao mchungaji Ado amesimama.
Come to this side.
Njoo upande huu.
Come to that side.
Njoo upande huu.
Okay.
Sawa.
Now we need to take a demon out of this lady.
So need to toa pepo katika binti huyu.
So that she can fulfill her
destiny.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I destroy this demonic activity.
Kazi ya kipepo.
I release this lady from the hold of demons. You spirit of darkness, come out of her. 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 In the name of Jesus. You know, I don't know who you are clapping for. That's why I have to ask you to stop. If you notice that there is a change, you come here. Notice that there is a change. There's somebody I'm looking for. You are on this road. The Lord has sent me to you. But I don't know you. But there's a way I can find you. So if you are on this row, stretch your right hand in my direction. Just your right hand. Just your right hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, help me find this one that you want me to meet on this row by a touch of your power in the name of Jesus. You can bring your hand down. So bring that individual to me. You know what I see in the spirit? I see an angel of the Lord. Dispatched from him. This angel, there's one of you in this choir. Okay. Alright. So this lady you are seeing, God will begin to give us new songs. The angel of the Lord will be visiting her.
Malaika wa Bwana atakuwa anamtembelea.
Giving her new songs.
Na kumpa nyimbo mpya.
Giving her new songs.
Atampa nyimbo mpya.
Okay, this is one. There's still another one.
Father, bado kuna mwingine.
Father, the second one that is in this
wa pili ambayo yuko katika upande huu.
There's still another one.
Bado kuna
mwingine. The second one on this row.
Mtu mwingine upande huu.
Anywhere. Okay, can we do it again? Stretch your hand in my direction.
Nyosha mkono wako kwangu tena.
The second individual that you have sent me to on this row.
Mtu wa pili ambao umeniambia ni.
Yeah. So, yeah. Received it. She has received.
Umesha pokea?
No. Look at me. Look at me.
Angalia.
Listen. I know you don't believe. Wait. Somebody in this meeting is dead. Somebody here. Somebody here is dead. I know that. Wait.
Goja.
Okay. I know it's only what you see with your eyes you believe.
Ninajua kile tunachoona.
That one that the spirit of death has been haunting. That one that the spirit of death has been haunting. Touch that one. 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 Holy Ghost. Bring them. Now, if we don't do this today, we will bury somebody. Bring her. Come. Look at me.
Nyangale.
Where's the other one? Death.
Talk.
Lose your hold.
Achia.
Death. Lose her.
Achia.
In the name of Jesus.
Bachina la Yesu.
Bring her. Bring her. Let bring her. Her. Bring her.
Let her.
Bring her.
Mlete.
Losing her leg, losing her leg.
Achia, fungua miguu yake.
Now. Bring her.
Mlete.
If we don't release them, death will carry them. Esiala montali. Look at me.
Itazame. Itazame.
Ah. Yeah. Let her go.
Watch it.
Come.
John.
You know the people that trained us. They don't allow us to touch women.
Haturuhusu kugusa wanawake. Sawa.
So shake me.
Go nipe mkono.
I'll give you some power.
Nitakupa nguvu. Mudumu wa kike.
Are you afraid?
Unaogopa?
You afraid? Come.
Yo.
I'll give you power.
Nitakupa nguvu.
And then you will help me.
Lakisha utanisaidia.
I'll give you instructions.
Nitakupa maelekezo.
Father.
Baba.
In the name of Jesus.
Kwa jina la Yesu.
Give her power.
Nipe nguvu.
Okay, you have revived. Okay. This one has come back. Come.
Yo, sasa.
But you are already here.
Uko hapa tayari.
Here. Speak in tongues.
Keme ito. Keme.
Aha. It's coming up.
I'm talking.
Yeah. Continue.
Endelea keme.
Continue. Now in the name of Jesus.
Sasa kwa jina la Yesu.
No, just continue. Yes. Listen to me.
Sikiliza.
Listen to me.
Nisikilize.
Somebody's here.
Kuna mtu sikio lake.
That could not hear.
Ambalo alikuwa halisikii.
Hearing was almost lost from that ear.
Ni kama vile alikuwa kiziwi kwenye sikio hilo moja.
The person can hear now.
Hawezi kusikia.
The person can hear.
Huyo mtu anasikia sasa.
From that ear.
Kutoka kwenye sikio hilo ambalo alikuwa haliwezi kusikia.
If I'm talking to you, come and meet me here.
Kama nazungumza na wewe.
One of your ear.
Sikio lako moja alikuwa haliwezi kusikia, linasikia sasa.
One of your ear.
Moja kati ya sikio lako.
Could not hear.
Ilikuwa haliwezi kusikia.
He could not hear properly.
Ilikuwa haliwezi kusikia vizuri.
You don't use that ear.
Hauko unatumia sikio hilo.
Take your call.
Utapokea.
You don't use that ear.
Hautumii sikio hilo.
Take your call.
Kupokea simu.
But the ear.
Lakini sikio.
Can hear now.
Inaweza kusikia sasa.
I am waiting for you.
Na kusubiri.
Come here.
Njoo hapa.
Come here.
Njoo hapa.
Come here.
Njoo hapa.
Now, so you will start with him. Ask him what happened to him.
Tutaanza na huyu. Muulize kilichotokea.
Yes, it's coming out.
Break! Toka!
And come out.
Funjika na utoke.
From through the mouth.
Every deposit on the inside, come out. Through the mouth, come out. Through the mouth, come out. Through the mouth, come out. So this possession is based on deposit. There's something we call deposit. And I don't have time to explain all of
that.
If the person is delivered, the deposit must come out.
And
it's a physical deposit. It's not a spiritual thing, it's a physical thing. Her soul is returning. Come, shake me now. Restore that which you took.
Rejesha ulichokichukua.
In Jesus' name.
Kwa jina la Yesu.
Yeah. Restore it.
Rejesha.
Restore it. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Hold this mic.
Shike mic.
Hold.
Shika mic.
Restore that which you took.
Rejesha ulichokichukua.
From the crown of
our
head, the soles of our feet, in the name of Jesus, that which you took, I command you, restore it. I break your covenant with her body. I destroy your covenant with her soul. I call her forth from where you tied her. I command her comfort, 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 in the name of Jesus.
Apostle, this man, he could not.
Now, please, all of you can sit. He could not.
He could not hear well. He could not even be able to pick the phone calls.
Now, see.
But after
you
prayed.
Wait.
Go, Japan.
Listen to me.
Listen.
There's an angel here.
Kuna malaika hapa.
I don't know why the Lord sent the angel.
Sijui kwa nini Bwana ametuma malaika.
I don't know yet. But we need to find out before we close today.
Lakini inabidi tujue kwa nini kabla tujafunga.
When we are ministering like this,
I'm not so concerned
about what we are saying.
Siangalii sana tunachokisema.
I'm concerned about the movement in heaven.
Ninazingatia ule mwendo wa kiroho.
And one of
mbinguni.
Yes, there's a woman.
Kuna mwanamke.
There's a woman.
Kuna mwanamke.
There's a woman in our midst.
Kuna mwanamke katikati yetu.
There's a woman in our midst.
Kuna mwanamke katikati yetu.
You come from a family.
Unatoka kwenye familia.
Rooted seriously in witchcraft.
Ambao unafanya uchawi.
You are fighting spiritual warfare.
Na unapigana vita kiroho.
For a long time.
Kwa muda mrefu sana.
Because you refuse.
Kwa sababu ulikataa.
To join the witches.
Kuungana na wachawi.
God brought you here today.
Na uko hapa leo.
So that you can increase your capacity. Bring that woman.
Njo, unajua kama auto tafsiri hilo maana yake mkutano umepotea.
Fire will come on you.
Moto utakuja juu yako.
From the crown of your head. Destroy.
Na kuharibu.
That which have been planted there.
Which you have planted hapo.
From Nigeria.
Nimekuja kutoka Nigeria.
I came to give you fire.
Nimekuja kukupa.
And that fire comes upon you. That fire. That fire. That fire. Holy Ghost.
Roho Mtakatifu.
Eskilo mai tema. Bring her. When we hold meetings and we are so concerned about our program, we are not concerned about his program.
Bwana anazingatia mapenzi yake.
We waste time.
Usipozingatia mapenzi ya Bwana muda unapotea.
You see? So the angel of the Lord is putting his hand upon someone in the congregation.
Kwa hiyo mareka Bwana anaweka
mkono wake upon someone. You begin to feel it.
Utaanza kusikia.
Yes. The hand of the Lord is becoming stronger.
Mkono wa Bwana unakuwa na nguvu zaidi.
It's becoming stronger.
Unakuwa na nguvu zaidi.
It's becoming stronger.
Unakuwa na nguvu zaidi.
Becoming stronger.
Unakuwa na nguvu zaidi.
Becoming stronger.
Unakuwa na nguvu
zaidi. Becoming stronger.
Unakuwa na nguvu
zaidi. Becoming stronger.
Na nguvu zaidi.
Holy Ghost.
Roho Mtakatifu.
Part of the reason why the Lord brought you.
Sehemu ya sababu Mungu amekuleta.
Is so that you can be equipped. You can be strengthened.
Ili
to contend with witchcraft.
That has
dealt with the destiny of men
unaocheza na
in your family.
Kwenye familia yako.
Receive
Pokea.
Receive.
Pokea.
Fire.
Moto.
From the Lord. Receive.
Pokea.
Receive.
Pokea.
Fire.
Moto.
From the Lord. Receive.
Pokea.
Receive.
Pokea.
Fire.
Moto.
From the Lord.
Kutoka bwana.
From the crown of your head.
Kutoka
to the soles of your feet.
Kutoka.
Be strengthened by him.
Kutoka.
Be strengthened
Kutoka.
By him.
Utoe nguvu na yeye.
Is removing the yoke of your shoulders and the burden of your neck. I'm talking to someone.
Now
and as I'm talking, the anointing will be stronger.
Now
it's removing the yoke from off your shoulders.
Kutoka kwenye mabega yako mzigo unaondoka.
And the burden from off your neck.
Na mzigo katika shingo yako.
And the yoke shall be destroyed.
Na nira itavunjwa.
Because of the anointing.
Kwa sababu ya upako.
It's removing the yoke from your shoulders.
Anaondoa
and the burden from your neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The yoke.
Nira.
The yoke.
Nira.
The yoke.
Nira.
It shall be destroyed. The yoke.
Nira.
It shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Hela omenasi kela. Bishop, do you allow me to use this one? Okay. Now this water is from Tanzania.
Imetoka Tanzania.
Not from Nigeria.
Haijatoka Nigeria.
It's called Uhai.
Inaitwa Uhai.
Huh? Uhai.
Uhai.
From Tanzania.
Kutoka Tanzania.
For the burden shall be lifted from off your shoulders. The yoke from off your neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed. Because of the anointing. The burden shall be lifted from your shoulder. And the yoke from your neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The yoke shall be destroyed. The yoke shall be destroyed. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Will be destroyed because of the anointing. In the name of Jesus, take your hand, put it on her back.
Shika,
move her like this. Put the hand on her back.
Pray.
The yoke shall be destroyed. 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 Because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. The yoke.
Nira.
It shall be destroyed.
Itaribika.
The yoke shall be destroyed.
Nira itaribika.
Oh my God. The yoke shall be destroyed.
Nira itaribika.
The yoke it shall be destroyed.
Nira itaribiwa.
Because of the anointing. I'm seeing you in the spirit. Two angels, hold your hands. And they raise you up. There is a ministry of power that God has given you. A ministry of power. Yes, a ministry of signs. A ministry of wonders. You are being ushered into power. Yes. So you were talking about him. Now, you Papa. See, now the window of heaven has opened. The window of heaven has opened. And listen to me, from now, anything is possible here. Anything is now possible. Anything is possible. So that you can benefit from this moment. Can you ask God for one thing? Just one. Ask Him for one thing. One thing. Don't close your mouth. Yes, you were talking about this man.
Yes, Apostle, this man struggled to hear well.
Struggling to hear.
He was not able to pick phone normally. So he normally uses a loudspeaker.
Uses loudspeaker.
Yes. But after you pray, something entered and he can hear well.
Something entered. Now, do you notice that I did not pray for ears? Prayed for eyes. But someone with an ear problem
got healed.
Maybe on the last night I will explain what happened. Are you there? Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name. Stand up. We prayed for eyes. God healed. Yes.
Skill.
If God permits me, I will teach you about prayer. And I will show you that it's not what you say, God answers. Prayer is deeper than that. The things of the Spirit are deeper than that. But will the men of Tanzania allow God to take them on a journey? Your hearing is restored forever. Okay, yes.
Apostle. This lady.
Is this that my friend?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, this young man is going to operate the way I'm operating. So anywhere I am in Tanzania, he has to be there. Now, this is the power of God. So I will tell you how it works.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
But these two, these three,
they could not read small words.
They could not read small words.
They've been using glasses.
After
you pray,
they can see. Their eyes open. Now listen.
Wamepona.
The reason for the miracle is not the miracle.
Sababu ya miujiza sio miujiza yenyewe.
One of you
mmoja kati yenu
has been chosen.
Amechaguliwa
to be a seer.
Kuwa mwonaji.
To see.
Kuona.
Into the realm of the spirit.
Katika ulimwengu wa roho.
But God said,
lakini Mungu anasema,
He will touch your eyes.
Atakusa macho yako.
Before He opens your spiritual eyes. Yes?
Kabla hajagusa macho yako ya kiroho.
Even this one was struggling with eyes, but he had also pain.
He had pain.
Who was going to put a shade on macho and going to leave?
Because of his eyes.
That's why he should not.
After prayers,
baada maombi,
he can see himself delivered.
He can see.
Anaweza kaona vizuri.
Now listen. The anointing is already coming. One of you will receive the grace of a seer.
Upako unakuja tayari juu yenu. Mmoja wenu atapaka
upako. He's coming. He's coming strong.
Unakuja sasa.
He's coming strong.
Unakuja.
Holy Ghost.
Roho Mtakatifu.
Holy Ghost.
Roho Mtakatifu.
Holy Ghost.
Roho Mtakatifu.
Holy Ghost.
Roho Mtakatifu.
Release the anointing.
Achilia upako.
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 Okay, it's coming stronger now. It's coming stronger.
It's
coming stronger.
Kwa nguvu sana.
Father, show me.
Kwa nguvu.
That one that will receive the oil.
Nionyeshe
in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let the anointing be stronger. Let it be stronger. Let it be stronger. In the name of Jesus.
Kwa jina la
Yesu. One of you in your family compound, I see something buried in the ground in the middle of the compound, where one tree, a big tree in the compound is. That thing that was buried there was buried there before the tree was planted. In fact, the tree was planted as a witness to the thing that was buried there, so that as long as the tree is alive,
the
covenant is alive. But anywhere you are from that family, God wants to begin to deliver that family. So in the next 21 seconds, in the next 21 seconds, in the next 21 seconds, the Lord will arrest the member of that family. Bring that person. Because we want to destroy what your great-great-grandfather did when he interacted with the devil. Because your generation, you are born for deliverance. You are born for liberty. You are born for liberty. Oh my God. Bring them. So the angels of the Lord are being released from here. They are going straight to that compound, and that which is buried is going to be exhumed. It's going to be exhumed. It's been exhumed. It's been exhumed. It's been exhumed. It's been removed from the ground. From the ground. From the ground. Be free in the name of Jesus. Where is that usher? Come. Come. Now her leg there. Hold it. Hold like this. Come here. Come here. Okay, hold like this. Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, the covenant that is in this family, today,
Leo,
we bring an end to it. We release
tunachilia
every captive that have been kept bound by this covenant. We restore the destiny of this household to them by fire. By fire, by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire, in the name of Jesus. Before I sit down, can we pray as a congregation?
tuombe kama kusanyiko.
Just in case there is witchcraft in your family. No, you can sit, don't worry.
Ikitokea kama kuna uchawi.
Just in case there is witchcraft in your family.
Kama kuna uchawi kwenye familia.
The destinies of men have been resisted.
Na hatima za watu
zimezuiliwa. Satan has been reigning.
Shetani imekuwa
kitawala. For such a long time.
Kwa muda mrefu.
But today,
lakini leo,
we want to join our faith together.
Nataka tuunganishe
and want to say no.
Na tuseme hapana.
Satan, no.
Shetani hapana.
Satan, no.
Shetani hapana.
We rebel against you.
Tunakataa.
In the name of Jesus.
Kwa jina la Yesu.
We rebel against you.
Tunasimama
in the name of Jesus.
Kwa jina la Yesu.
Can somebody pray right now? We rebel against the activity of Satan in the families represented here. We rebel against the activity of Satan in the families represented here in the name of Jesus. Escove lai tamambre escove. Si compresco falambro obe cabais. Munte isco holy munde. Yamina husketa branta baburia. Thank you, Father.
Asante Baba.
In the name of Jesus.
Vagina la Yesu.
In the name of Jesus. If you are here tonight and you have not given your life to Christ, you attend church, but there is no commitment to Jesus. You are not willing to follow Jesus. And somehow tonight, the preacher,
and
what he's saying is true, and you want to respond to Jesus. Anywhere you are sitting, put your right hand on your chest. As a sign that you want to receive Jesus, put your right hand on your chest. Anywhere you are sitting. And if your right hand is on your chest, put your left hand up so that the preacher can see you. Right hand on your chest. Left hand up. And if you are raising your hand, stand up. Let the preacher see you. Stand up on your feet. Jesus said, if you are ashamed of me in this broken world, I will be ashamed of you in the kingdom of my Father. If you are raising the hand, rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. Rebel against the devil.
Now umpinge shetani.
Right there from your feet, your seat. Come to the preacher. Come to me here by the altar. So that I can introduce you to Jesus. Make way for them. Make way. Make way for them. Jesus is calling you.
Yes, wanakuita.
Make way for them.
Waruhusu wapite.
Make way.
Waruhusu.
Make way.
Waruhusu wapite.
Have mercy of me. Wash me with your blood. Write my name in the book of life. Now listen. Are you be bold? Say it loud. Let me hear. Lord Jesus, I accept that I am a sinner. I cannot help myself.
Siwezi kujisaidia mwenyewe.
Have mercy on me.
Unirehemu e Bwana.
Wash me.
Unisafishe.
With your blood.
Kwa damu yako.
Write my name.
Andika jina langu.
In the book of life.
Kwenye kitabu cha uzima.
Every covenant.
Kila agano.
I entered into knowingly or unknowingly. I renounce it. Let his power over my soul be broken. Give me the power to live for you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Ado, where is the counselor?
What shall we call him?
They will come here.
This place, please, all of you, can you just go to?
Everyone for 10. We are done up. For 10, what are you for 10? We're done up.
Amebarikiwa.
We have empty seats behind there.
Na ninatamani sana